This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this radio show we call Eudaimonia that we do every Monday morning. Here we are again after a couple of weeks being off. I hope you had a beautiful winter. I've been lucky. I've been overseas for a couple of weeks, but I've been reading a lot of news from New Zealand, and I didn't know. I wasn't aware that a lot of people have been sick for over the last few weeks, more like kind of flu, cold-like symptoms. So while I was abroad, I thought I'm going to do something related to this because I feel that there's a lot of misinformation on how to boost or how to improve the immune system so we get ready for this type of situations in which we don't know why we started feeling unwell, and it's like an endless flu, no? An endless cold that you have 2 weeks that you feel unwell, and then something happened and you get another 2 weeks, and then you get a bit better, but again 2 weeks or 3 weeks feeling unwell. So, and it's getting worse and worse. Feels like it's escalating, no? And getting even, not dangerous sometimes, but yeah, if you are old, yeah, could be the start of something more dangerous, like a pneumonia or something like this. So I thought is the moment to discuss something like this. And obviously we'll talk a little bit about the role of vaccination here. I'm not going to tell you that you should get the vaccine, a flu vaccine. It's just your decision. I will give you my ideas and a couple of tips, and then you decide, obviously. It's something very, very personal. We know that the vaccine works. This is why we offer it every year. It's true that it doesn't have like 100% effectivity, but it works. And this is why it's part of our kind of prevention, no? Prevention program. But again, it's something very, very personal. Something that you have to consider. Probably ask your doctor if you have any doubts. And then decide what do you prefer. But apart from vaccines, apart from all these things, obviously we have to keep our immune system healthy. And this is something that it's not magic and it doesn't happen in one day. If you have been following these shows, these programs, you know that everything we do here takes time. But once you get a strong immune system, it remains for longer. So again, we are not looking for magic solutions. I know that there are plenty of products, options at the supermarket or the pharmacy that promise you that you will boost your immune system, you're going to feel much better. And unfortunately, it doesn't work like this. It's true that you might get a bit of help with these products. But if your immune system is in a delicate situation, this is not going to change anything. Okay, so it's just money probably that you are wasting. So as every day, I'm going to share this with you. Okay, we're going to go through this presentation and I'm going to try to be more or less clear because obviously we can go into a lot of details, but I don't think it's the purpose of this shows and this program today. So the question would be how can we train our immune system? Is it good that we boost the immune system? Is it bad? What should we do? Okay. So again, there is no magic solution. There is not something that you can take before winter and you get ready for the winter, for the flus, for colds, for everything that we have in winter. We have a lot of viruses in winter. And it's not because it's in winter, it's because it's cold. And when it's cold, everybody gets sick because the immune system is basically a bit slow. So I will tell you how to make it faster and how to put to work effectively. Okay. But yeah, it's very common. It's not because it's winter. It's because in winter, there are probably more viruses alive or just surrounding us. And the immune system is slightly slower than in summer, in which the temperature is warmer. So it's more difficult to get sick, even though we can get sick. Okay. But again, there is no magic solution. So this is going to be a long process, as always, as everything we do in lifestyle medicine. We are not looking for perfection, as I always tell you, but we need to start doing some changes if you want to get the benefits probably next winter. It's because the immune system is not like the phone battery that you go to bed, you charge it, and the following day you wake up and the immune system battery is full again. It doesn't work like this. And again, there is no like a magic supplement that you can buy at the pharmacy. Probably you have heard things like, I'm going to take more vitamin C, or I'm going to take more vitamin D, or I have to take more zinc, or things like that. And it's true that you will see that they are part of the solution. But again, you need a solid immune system before using this. If you want to grow vegetables at home, you need like a really good soil, no? Before a good land with a lot of nutrients before trying to grow anything. Otherwise, maybe you are lucky, but it doesn't work. So the immune system is not a battery. And this meaning of boosting immune system, what we really want to say is we're going to keep the immune system balanced, that is not always up and down, because either if it's too low, we can get sick, or if it's too boosted or too reacted against anything that we get inside the body, we might have problems. So for example, I'm pretty sure that you have heard the concept of autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune disease is basically the immune system, your own immune system, acting against your body, against organs, against parts of your body. So again, we want a balanced immune system, but we don't want an immune system that reacts to a tiny thing. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about this. So we need a boosted immune system, but we don't want it to be permanently boosted, because we get the opposite. As we go to the extreme, we might have problems. Immune system that doesn't work is problematic. Immune system that is constantly active is problematic. So we want an immune system that reacts when something strong, something strange, something that can kill us, reacts. So you know that two people that have been exposed to the same infection, to the same virus, one gets very, very sick and the other one maybe doesn't feel anything. And it's not just luck. It's something deeper, something that is going on more in affecting the immune system. So probably the one that gets really, really sick is because the immune system is not strong. For whatever reason, that person is in a situation that their immune system is not strong enough. And for the one that it's exposed to a virus and they don't feel anything, most of the times is because they have a really strong immune system. So as soon as the body feels that something is going to enter, like a virus, it reacts quite fast and effectively. So it kills the intruder, basically. So imagine that the immune system is like an army, it's like the security service, it's all the defenses that you can imagine in a country. Okay. So if your body is that country, the skin would be the borders, and then the nose and the airway would be the airport security. So anything that's going to go, it's going to enter through your nose or your airways. The stomach, again, would be something like customs. And then the immune cells are more the police, soldiers. And then we have the antibodies that is highly trained specialist. So highly trained specialist. So a specialist that's going to go and kill something very, very specific. So these are the antibodies. So with the vaccine, what you get is antibodies. Antibodies highly trained to battle the specific virus that you might get in winter, which is the flu. So with the vaccine, with any vaccine, what we get is this highly trained specialist. Okay. Not always work, but it's our intention. So again, we have like a lot of layers from the skin, which is the border, to the highly trained specialist. This is why it's so important that you get a healthy skin. Because imagine how many meters of skin we have in the body. So if your skin is damaged, you're losing the first protection of your body. So the immune, the security starts with the skin. And again, something that a lot of people ask us when we are working at the practice is about the tonsils, no? The glands. If we remove the glands, we remove this, the first protection that we have in the airway. There are two tonsils that we normally see in the throat. There is another one behind the nose. So again, the nose and the airway are protected with these tonsils. If we remove them because we have problems to breathe, for example, we are just getting rid of the first protection of the body in the airway canal. So yeah, we still have the skin, we still have the stomach, and we have the lungs. So any part of the body has a like their own immune system. But sometimes if we don't want to do it, it's because it's more complex than just basically removing the tonsils. Okay. So remember, the immune system is something that helps to protect us from dangers. Could be infections, could be something like it's not an infection, but it's something that make us feel in danger, like a threat, toxic, or even a situation that make us feel anxious. The immune system is going to react anyway, because when we are in danger, there is a like instant reaction, an innate reaction of the immune system. What we want is an immune system that is very tolerant, that keeps balance, that it doesn't react super fast or super slow, just the perfect pace. So when it's overreacting, again, we might have problems like autoimmune disease. And when it's not reacting, it's easy to get infections. So we really want to train the immune system that it learns how to stop and when to stop. You don't want to call the police for anything that happens in your house. You call the police when something dangerous happens. If you are in the middle of the night and you heard a noise, you might wake up and you're not going to call the police. You're going to check what's going on. Maybe it's nothing. But if you heard somebody that is inside your house, obviously you're going to call the police. So with the immune system, it's more or less the same. Try not to call, or the immune system tries not to be active for any tiny thing, because when we need it, we need these antibodies, we need these specialists really, really activated. So it's more or less same as the police. Okay. And why probably you are one of these is people that always get sick, and you are wondering why. No, why I'm always sick, and my friend or my husband or my wife don't get sick for whatever reason. So I'm gonna give you an example, very very common in our practice. So this is a 39 years old female. We call her Anna, and she has two children. She works full time. And every winter, we see her and say, "Doctor, everybody else gets a call for 3 days, but I get everything," which means that I get this call for 3 days and then another one and another one. And sometimes it gets complicated, and it's not just a cold, it's a sinus infection and then a chest infection and sometimes a pneumonia. Okay. So the easy way to treat Anna would be, okay, I'm going to give you something like an antibiotic. If it's a bacteria, and we treat your infection. And every time I'll see you, we'll do the same. So with antibiotic, it's true that you try to help the immune system, because the immune system is not strong enough, so you need something to help. But what we do, or what I do, in through this lifestyle kind of medicine is, okay, let's gonna check why you get all these infections, why your immune system is a bit weak, no? How we can improve it. So let's gonna see what's going on in your life, no? And when we ask Anna, say, "Do you sleep well?" "Well, I sleep around 5 hours and it's more like a broken sleep." "Okay, do you eat well?" "Well, I skip breakfast because, you know, with two children, it's difficult. You have to go to school and we are always in a hurry. So not really, maybe a coffee." "And then your lunch is quite, she eats lunch pretty fast on the desk because she has to finish things before going again to pick up the children. So do you have time to do exercise?" "Not a lot because, yeah, life is busy. Always a bit of stress because of the job." And uses the weekends basically to rest. "So what do you do? Do you have social life?" "No, I don't have social life because I feel so tired by Friday. I need the weekends just to rest." And she feels that resting during the weekend is going to boost the immune system, no? It's going to recharge the body. So what happened here? She doesn't have any problem with the immune system. She doesn't have a condition, a disease, nothing like this. It's just the immune system is never has the opportunity to recover, because she's doing a lot of things that is basically draining the energy. And if the body doesn't have energy, that have energy to keep the immune system active. So things like sleeping or eating or doing exercise or not being stressed, which is all these six pillars, are basically what we need to improve. We can use supplements to help the base of the treatment, which is what I told you. But you will never get the same benefits, the benefits you get changing all these things in your life with any supplement. Because it's super complex. It's more complex than we think. It implies how your brain is, the hormones, how your gut are, if they are healthy, if they are unhealthy, how is your microbiome. All these things are connected. It's impossible to treat something just thinking that only this part of the body is sick or unwell. When we go to a more holistic view, we know that everything is connected, and it's useless just treat something, for example, treat the pain in your throat or treat the infection in your chest if we don't go and we treat the rest of the problems. So very, very common. This is a typical patient we see, still young, but with all these problems. And sometimes we don't realize how stress can affect our life. Because remember that we have acute stressful situations that we normally solve in minutes, hours, or days, and we have chronic stressful situations that make us feel unwell for longer. And it's subtle sometimes. It's like a kind of mild flu for weeks or for months, and it's just basically the stress draining the energy in our body, so no energy, no immune system. So how important is to sleep at night? How important is? I think we are getting aware that we have probably take for granted for years that, okay, we need to be very productive during the day. So maybe with 4 or 5 hours at night is enough, because I'm busy. If I'm busy, it means that I'm successful in life. So, and then this is what social media basically is selling. And we know now that sleeping and sleeping well is a key part. So think about this. We have 24 hours in a day, and at least a third should be sleeping. So at least 8 hours, if you can eat maybe 7 hours, but no less than seven. And good sleep, good night sleeps. If you don't sleep, again, the body doesn't have time to repair, tissues, to consolidate memories, to regulate hormones, and to coordinate the immune system. Imagine that there is a fire in your house, and there is also a broken window. So what do you think is more important? Is more important to fix the broken window, or is more important to see what happened with the fire and try to extinguish the fire? So the immune system does the same. If you have a very, very bad lifestyle and there are a lot of fires in your body, when we say fire, basically saying inflammation, a lot of inflammation in your body, the immune system is going to basically go to the fires, trying to see what's going on there and try to fix the problem, the bigger problem. And the window is going to be broken for a while. Maybe a while, if you are constantly stressed, it's years. So the same happens with a cold or with the flu. If the immune system is busy dealing with major problems, major, like chronic issues, a flu, a cold is something normally that is not going to kill you. It's going to make you feel unwell, but probably won't kill you. So think about this. It's exactly the same. Sleeping is a key part in which we renew, we refresh the body, we fix, we repair everything. And the immune system is part of this everything. Obviously, if you have problems to sleep, like sleep apnea or any other issue, is something to address, something to talk with your body, with your doctor about, and try to find a solution. Because if you feel that you are constantly sick and you are wondering if it's your immune system, if you don't sleep well, stop looking for solutions. This is the problem. The sleeping is the issue. So go and see your doctor, nurse practitioner, and talk about this and see if you can find a solution. Remember, the sleeping tablets are not the solution. They will knock you out, but you won't sleep. So super important. Sleeping is key here. It's what you do when you feel unwell. When you have a cold, the body's asking you to go to bed. Just try to repair things. So we do this every night in a more controlled way. Again, another example. I have this patient who every winter says, I'm going to buy all these supplements that I see at the pharmacy. And even though I take everything, I feel I get sick. So let's see what's going on. No? This is James. He's 41. And when you go to his place, you see like a small pharmacy there. Vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D, magnesium, probiotics, a lot of plants, something called Immune Warrior Extreme, everything. Everything is possible. So he takes about 12 capsules every morning. But then the breakfast is a fast breakfast that is basically a coffee and a muffin. And he feels that something is going on, that with all that supplements are not enough. And probably you know now, because I told you before, that any supplement is not going to be better than changing your lifestyle. Because supplements cannot compensate months of years of bad habits. Okay? So what we want to do, what we want to do is to give our immune system the raw materials it actually needs. Not just these multivitamins, boosters, anything that you buy at the pharmacy. You need to give the immune system what it really needs is all these materials, all these raw things. And what your immune system needs is basically protein. We have talked a lot about high protein, low protein diet. So when you are sick or feeling that you might feel sick, or in winter, increase the protein intake, because immune cells are made of something called amino acids, which is basically proteins. So you want a lot of protein. You can't create these soldiers. You can't create these highly trained specialists without proteins. Okay? Apart from protein, you need plants. You need fiber. You need vegetables. Why? Because the plants, the vegetables, the fiber will feed microbiome. And your microbiome is what communicates with the immune system. The microbiome, we have any part of the body, but basically in the guts, if they are healthy, they will send a signal to the immune system saying, we are okay, don't worry, you don't need to be active, because we have this under control. If you have a problem in your guts, there's a fire there. Remember, we talk about having fires and broken windows. If you have fire, the immune system is going to be so busy there that if something happens elsewhere, it doesn't matter. Focus on this. So keep your microbiome healthy. And to keep it healthy, you need plants because they have fiber. Also, hydration. So drinking is not just something we do because we are, obviously, if we are thirsty, you need to drink. But sometimes, and when we are feeling a bit unwell, it's the moment to increase the water intake. So drinking is essential. Same as sleeping, same as eating well, same as fiber. And then we have these micronutrients, the ones that, you can buy normally at the pharmacy, which is things like zinc or vitamins or A, C, D, any vitamins, or B, B12 are involved as well. Obviously, iron. If iron is low, you're going to feel tired, and the immune system feels tired as well. So super important to keep these micronutrients within a good level. But it's just a part. It's not everything. Something like protein, hydration, plant diversity, or a lot of fiber, and these micronutrients. Because what happened with these micronutrients? What happened with the vitamin C, the vitamin D, zinc, or anything like that? That they work, obviously they work, but again, you need a good base. It doesn't make any sense that you buy things like this if you don't do the rest. If you don't have a healthy diet, you don't do exercise, you don't sleep well, you are always stressed, this could be like a tiny help, but unfortunately it's not going to change. It's not going to change, or it's not going to improve your immune system as you think that it might happen. So vitamin C is essential, But you can get vitamin C from things like oranges, kiwi fruit, limes and lemons, things like that. So don't think that just taking a bit of vitamin C as a supplement, it will correct the deficiency. Okay, it will correct the fact that your immune system is a bit drained. Similar with vitamin D. it's super important that the vitamin D is high or close to the range in winter, because we know that we are less exposed to the sun, so vitamin D normally drops. So if you are low in vitamin D and you know and you feel unwell because of this, just tell your doctor, because we have options for this. We have supplements that are funded and supplements that are not funded, but we have options. And not everybody needs vitamin D. People who are more exposed to the sun, they don't really need vitamin D. They get the vitamin D just naturally. So very important that if you have time, first thing in the morning, you expose your body to the sunlight. At least 5 minutes. If you can, 30 minutes, even better. But at least 5 minutes. And again, before it's dark again. So now that we are in winter, something like maybe about 8, 9, and then again about 5. No, it's not necessary in the middle of the day. If you get a bit of sun in the middle of the day, perfect. Just be careful if it's too strong. But a bit of light in the beginning of the day and light at the end of the day is key for the immune system, and it helps to regulate all these cycles we have with the cortisol and the melatonin. Super important. Apart from vitamin D, we get a lot of benefits from the light of the sun. And another supplement we normally recommend, and it's always in this immune boosters, is the zinc, because zinc is essential. Essential for the immune system. A drop in the zinc level, it will make your immune system probably that will work a bit slower. So people who have problems to absorb zinc, people who have, for example, gastric sleeves or bypass or problems with the stomach, with diarrhea, things that make difficult for them to absorb nutrients, they should check the level of zinc from time to time, especially in winter. We can get zinc naturally. Meat, fish, seafood is high in zinc. Oysters are really, really high in zinc. So we don't really need to buy supplements. Okay, there's a help, but you can get it from red meat, seafood, fish in a natural way. And the other part of this problem or the solution is the movement and is the stress. As I told you before, nothing boosts the immune system more than exercise, or nothing prevents the immune system to be compromised than having a non-stressful life. So movement, not as a punishment, not as an obligation that you feel that I have to go every day. It's not like this. I'm not asking you to do 3-hour gym sessions. Something like walking, a bit of lifting weights, something more aerobic like running slow or cycling slow. Always outdoor activities if it's possible. If it's because you get the benefits of the fresh air, green areas, and the sun, it will boost your immune system in a natural way. And this is because the muscles, apart from the benefits we know from the muscles, they also release hormones. And these hormones basically talk with the immune system the same as the microbiome. And it tells, these hormones tell your immune system if everything is under control or we have issues. Okay. So again, the exercise is an acute, stressful situation that make us feel stronger once the body is repaired. So what happens is you do a bit of exercise, your body gets under stress, your immune system reacts, but in a well-balanced way. Then you sleep at night, and your immune system gets fixed and relaxed. But it gets stronger for the next time something happens. It's like training your immune system. It's like when you want to run a marathon, you don't just go to the race and run. You prepare your body for the marathon. With this, is basically the same. You can stay at home, seated or lying on the bed and waiting for the flu to come, unfortunately, because it will come and you are not ready. So you need to prepare your body. And the way to prepare your body is, apart from the diet and everything we have talked is with movement, with more and more movement. And again, it's not 3 hours. It just could be 20 minutes, 30 minutes a day, which is probably, you might feel it's a lot, but 30 minutes a day is nothing. Could be walking, lifting weights, something like this. And again, it will help to fix the other problem, which is the stress. If your brain is stressed, this stress is a signal that something is going to happen. And when something is going to happen, we feel that we are in danger, so the immune system gets hyperactivated. And if it's hyperactivated, what happens is it gets tired after several, we'll say, days or weeks. And it's not that it's not working, it's just basically it's tired. And if you don't sleep at night because you are stressed, you don't fix the problems, you don't give time for the immune system to renew the cells, so you wake up with an immune system that is already a bit compromised. So this is what happened with the stress. The body doesn't understand the difference between a lion chasing us or an email that needs to be answered. For the brain, it's exactly the same. Maybe in 1,000 years, we have a better brain that knows how to differentiate when we have a real lion chasing us or when we have just our boss sending us emails during the weekend. But unfortunately, this is the brain we have and our brain doesn't know. It's just the same trigger, the same threat, just the same. So again, once the immune system is tired, because there is a constant feeling that we are in danger, it takes time for the immune system to recover. How we can improve this? Again, try to do the rest perfect or more or less perfect. And if the stress is your only issue, we can work on this. You can work with your therapist or with your doctor about this. But at least the rest of the ticks, all the boxes are ticked. No, you have a good diet, exercise, sleeping well. So trying to keep a balanced diet. If it's not for you, if therapy is not for you, if you feel that you don't want to share your problems with anybody, there is a program we dedicated to the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve helps you to slow down the immune system a little bit and reconnect with your parasympathetic nervous system, which is the one we need to be calm and relaxed. Things like slow breathing, again, walking outside, being in contact with nature, music or something that makes you feel alive, social connections, something like this. Again, boost this, all these things boost the immune system and help to slow down in this case, the sympathetic nervous system to activate the parasympathetic, that is the one we need when we are relaxed. Another thing you can do if you want is try to manage the time you are in front of screens. If your job implies working with the computer, I'm not going to ask you to change your job, but try to have breaks during the day in which you are not watching anything on the screen. So if you have 50 minutes, let's say you have 50 minutes working and then 5-10 minutes resting, don't go and check your phone this 5 minutes. Just go outside, change the atmosphere. Go, if you can, the option, go outside, fresh air, green areas. If you are working on the computer and your free time are you are watching videos or checking messages or checking emails on your phone, you are not resting. You are just getting your brain distracted, which is not the same. You are not going to get any benefit from this break. If you want to break and disconnect, is changing completely. If you change computer and you take your phone, you are doing basically the same. So your brain is distracted, it's true. You're not thinking of maybe the job you were doing, but it's not resting, okay? And just a little bit about vaccines, because we talked at the beginning of this program. And again, I don't want to change your mind, basically. It's something that we know that it works. This is why we do it every year. It's not 100% effective. So I understand that people feel that they don't want to get it. And it's true that you might get sick when you get the vaccine while your body is like creating this well-trained specialist, this highly trained specialist that will battle the real flu if you get it in the future. So it's the way we have to support the immune system. We have plenty of vaccines, and we know that there are plenty of diseases that we don't see anymore because of the vaccines. Unfortunately, we are seeing things that they were eradicated 20 years ago, 30 years ago, because people now have decided that vaccines are not useful anymore, or some of them. So we are seeing diseases that I just study at the university, but I've never seen before. So yeah, life is changing. But again, vaccines help us to support the immune system. So we know that a month, more or less, before the flu, 6 weeks before the flu, it's convenient to get the vaccine. Why? Again, because it supports the immune system. Which type of people? Well, but basically people who are old, because they are be more fragile. This elderly who live with children, who probably are always kind of sick with a lot of viruses they share at the kindergarten or at the school. So if you are this type of people, just maybe next year you want to consider to get the vaccine. This is a real case. This is a case of one of our patients. It's a 72 years old female called Maria. She lives with her grandchildren. One has influenza, one of the grandchildren, and she asks us, what can I take or what should I do to, because she doesn't want to catch it, obviously. So the answer is that there is not a magic solution. There is not a supplement. There is nothing perfect you can get. Is if you are not vaccinated, okay? If you are vaccinated, perfect, because your immune system is already ready if something happens. But even though, if you are not vaccinated, just do the same. So try to keep the house quite clean and with fresh air all the time. Clean your hands, wash your hands, and try to be outside most of the time. Just go for a walk. Keep your diet really, really healthy. Increase the protein. Increase the fiber to feed your microbiome. Sleep well. Again, the importance of sleeping. be hydrated, and if something happens, just ask your doctor, obviously. Okay. So again, there is no magic solution. It's a list of things to do when somebody feels that is gonna get sick, or there is somebody close by that is sick. So I'm gonna repeat this. If you are not vaccinated because you feel that it's not for you, okay, just remember the other things that you should do. Just the good diet, fresh air, moving, walking, nature, sleep well, be careful with the screens, all these little things that will help to keep your immune system in a good balance. So you don't need like a superhuman immune system. This is not like keep your immune system always boosted, because again, it doesn't make any sense. We need a balance. We need it in balance. Exaggerated reaction. If our immune system reacts too much, could be detrimental, could be dangerous. So we want just a well-balanced immune system. And for this, there are basically six things to do. We can do another one, but basically six is, again, sleeping well, eat real food, and you know the difference between real food and products. Move, do exercise, keep your muscles active. Your muscles, strong muscles, will talk with their immune system. They will have a conversation. Everything is fine. We are healthy. Everything is under control. The same as your guts. Microbiome. When the microbiome is healthy, your guts are healthy and sending the signal to the immune system. Don't worry. You don't need to come here because everything is fine. It's like there is no fire here. All good. Manage the stress. The stress could be something acute that you manage and you fix. Could be more like a chronic stressful situation, which is the problematic one. And remember, the brain doesn't know if it's a tiger, if it's a lion, or if it's just a message. It's the same reaction. And when you are with somebody, you are living with the family, and somebody is starting to feel a bit sick, just protect yourself. And the way to protect yourself is with a good ventilation, hygiene. If you feel unwell, obviously stay at home for community protections. And if you feel that vaccination is for you, just vaccination. So there is no magic pill, as you can see. It's just a long process, as everything we discuss in this program. Good. So I think it's more or less an easy way to introduce this and to discuss this problem. But maybe it's too late this year. We will repeat next year, probably before winter. But it's because it's a really, really common consultation. And I think that as we have had a wet winter, it's been like a really long winter, this might continue happen. So we will continue seeing people more or less sick, maybe not the flu, but colds that get complicated. And instead of a cold, you get a sinus infection or a chest infection, a pneumonia. So there is no magic solution, unfortunately, in this lifestyle medicine. It's just a way of living. And the way of living that implies sleeping well, eating well, doing exercise, and trying to manage the stress. How to start? I always say the same. Start with the one you feel is easy for you. Because as soon as you start doing something, the next pillars, the next steps will come. When you start, for example, doing more exercise, you feel like, okay, I'm going to eat a little better. I think I'm going to eat better because now my body is asking for good nutrients. It's asking for real food. It's not asking for any ultra-processed food anymore. And when you start doing exercise and then you eat better, suddenly you will sleep better. It's like magic. You will sleep better. And once you sleep better, you feel less stress because you wake up and you have energy. And when you have energy, the day feels a bit easier. You don't have to deal with a foggy brain and multitasking. So it's just probably is better. And when you feel better and you have more energy, your immune system is better. You don't get that sick. And you feel that you want to go outside with your friends and with your family, so you get everything. So start for the point or for the pillar that you prefer. If sleeping is your issue and you feel that you can manage this, just sleeping better. You will sleep better, more energy. You will do more exercise. You do more exercise, you will feel that you want to eat better. So it's just this cycle. And if it's difficult for you, just ask for help. There's plenty of options we can offer you. So don't feel that you are alone, because we are all in the same boat. So nothing more from me. I hope you have a really good Monday and really good weekend, that you keep safe and warm, and just be careful with all these viruses. And we'll see you again next week with more lifestyle changes and more eudaimonia.